Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn that just like there's a concern about certain types of mashka that a snake drank from it, there is also a concern with certain types of fruits that they can be vulnerable to snake poison. Sagt the Mishnah once again, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Nikurei Te'enim, figs that have holes in them, or a hole. Same is true for vanavim, grapes, kishuyin, cucumbers, diluyin. Some say it's pumpkin, some say squash. Bahamilof finis, Kirby cucumbers. You know the smaller cucumbers? If you see a hole in it, don't eat it. Afilu hein kikar. This is true. Even if the fruits are so big, they're so large, it would weigh a kikar. Says the Batanura, it's a large fruit. Imagine a big melon. There's a hole on one side. Don't say, well, okay, I'll eat from the other side. No! Echad gadol ve'echad katan. Doesn't make a difference if it's a large hole or a small hole. Echad talush ve'echad mechuber. Whether the fruit already has been disconnected from the ground or it's still mechuber, still attached to the ground. Kol sheyesh bei lecha. If there's still moisture in the fruit, aser it's aser. Because what happens is, the venom gets mixed in with like the circulation of the fruit, with the moisture, and it spreads throughout the whole fruit. So if it's dry and the hole is on one side, you cut out that side. But if it's moist, it doesn't help that it's on the other side. With the circulation of the fruit, with the moisture, comes along the poison. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, an animal that was bitten by a snake is aser to be eaten, even after you shecht it. I mean, if it died from the snake bite, you couldn't eat it because it wasn't shechted. But even if you shechted it, it didn't die from the snake bite. But you know it was bitten by a snake, you can't eat it. Then they sakonas nefashis because it is sakonas nefashis. The poison could have spread throughout the entire animal. When the Mishnah says don't eat it, even if they're as large as a kikar, some say pshat is, even if there are many, many peiros on this tree, and each one has a hole in it, it doesn't make sense that the snake was able to get to all these peiros. It's still aser b'yachila. That's what the Mishnah is trying to say. And the other pshatim and what it means over here. Kikar, the Rambam brings an interesting thing. Let's say I see a bird or a mouse, you know, pecking away at the peiri. So, oh, the holes came from the bird. So I don't have to worry about the bird. And the answer is no. How do you know, even if you saw the bird make the hole, that before that there wasn't a hole over there from a nachash? That's how Chazal were concerned for this. If we can just add, homiletically speaking, al pi drush, we see that when it comes to the venom of a snake, you can't be too safe. Chavetz Chaim says often, the first one to speak Lashon Hara was the Nachash. And the venom of the Nachash is the Lashon Hara. And once it gets in, Rahman al-Islam, the damage that it does is almost uncontrollable. And just like you have to stay away from the poison of a snake, that's how we have to stay away from Lashon Hara. And we also have to realize, Chas v'Shalom, that if someone is thinking of speaking Lashon Hara, what kind of damage it causes. And how much the schar is for holding yourself back.